Alzheimer's and motor neuron disease are both debilitating degenerative diseases that are a disease of the brain, both of which currently have no cure. Researchers at Macquarie University have managed to bypass the brain's defences to allow gene therapies to halt the progression of these diseases and, in some cases, even allow the return of some functions. The breakthrough also could assist in childhood epilepsy down the track. I asked Professor Lars Ittner of the Macquarie University Dementia Research Centre, who has been leading this research for many years, to explain how the team has managed to find a solution.
So our research program has focused over the last 15 or so years on understanding how neurons succumb to the disease, eventually die, and then that loss of these neurons presents as the symptoms we know in motor neuron disease and in Alzheimer's disease. And in this process, we have discovered pathways that we believe can be halted or stopped by introducing into neurons gene products that can alter the outcome of the disease. So in this particular case, so these are two different approaches we are pursuing here. The first one is to activate a natural neuroprotective kinase that is resident in the brain cells. And in activating it through a gene therapy, we believe that we can change the outcomes of Alzheimer's disease, prevent the progression of the disease, and recover some abilities around learning new tasks. And not claiming to recover memory, but dealing with tasks of daily life, we believe can be possible again. Interestingly, the same therapy we've just very recently shown in models will also be applicable to epilepsy, so forms of brain convulsion in kids.
Why children? Why is it more applicable to children than adults?
Around epilepsy, the target there is a group of about 30% of epilepsy cannot be treated with current therapies. And amongst this, unfortunately, is a larger group of child of epilepsy syndromes that are due to genetic causes. And these are the target conditions we've explored.
And as I understand it, just from a very simple viewpoint, you can't regrow the neuron, but you're able to stop the damage that's being done to them. Is that where it's coming from?
That's a perfect summary of what we are trying to achieve.
And the same issue is at stake for motor neuron disease, for this childhood epilepsy that you just mentioned, and also for the Alzheimer's a form of dementia?
Yes. In principle, in all those, there are proteins in the cells which convey functions that lead to toxic events. For Alzheimer and epilepsy, this is the same molecular pathway and involves a protein called the tau protein. And for motor neuron disease, it's just another player protein. It's called TDP43. It has a horrible long name, but TDP43 is that molecule. And so the target for motor neuron disease is a slightly different approach, but the technique we are using, the gene therapy, and how we deliver these gene products into the cell is exactly the same.
So in terms of people functioning, if, say, it was a motor neuron disease sufferer, if everything went well with the research that you're currently doing and there was found to be a therapy that was going to help, is it going to stop the progression of disease or will it bring anything back?
So the first answer is yes. The idea is to stop the disease by removing that protein that causes the damage. So that's, I guess, is a very simple approach. But what we also have to understand is that that protein not only kills the cells, but way before impairs the function of the neurons. So if we remove this from a neuron which has not undergone cell death, we can also restore some of its function, and this is called the capacity of the brain. So in our models that we use, we could not only halt the progression of disease, we could also recover function, in particular neuromuscular function.
How many more years are you going to be working on it, do you think?
So now that we have progressed that really from the lab, we're in the process of putting it into a commercial setup through the commercialization side of Macquarie University. And we all working with the target to bring it within the next 2 to 3 years into clinical trials.
So this must be very exciting because you're reaching the end of the tunnel, aren't you?
Well, I hope so. It is exciting in a sense that what you've worked for, I mean, this is my life's work, to see it eventually or potentially translating in outcomes that are meaningful for people. It's a huge achievement.
Professor Lars Ittner at the Macquarie University Dementia Research Centre speaking with me there.